This is
the humor more keenly needed nor deeply appreciated than in time of war. CBS newsman Bill Keneally recalls one particular incident that occurred during World War II in Italy, and we have made it the basis for our unusual story today. Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance, transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, the humorous adventures of a lieutenant in the Army Air Force during World War II, starring CBS's Johnny Dollar, Mr. Bob Bailey, in the pride of Pottawatomi, PA.
And that's why I say that this is the proudest moment in the history of Pottawatomi, PA. No hamlet, no village, no city, no town.
Before we go any further with the exercises, I think it's only fair to level with you folks who are not Pottawatomians. You see, this great celebration is being held on account of me. It started quite a while ago and quite a distance away from this coal mining town in the Pennsylvania mountains. It started in early 1945, to be exact, at an Air Force base near Foggia in Italy, where, thanks to the infinite wisdom of the Pentagon, I found myself assigned as public relations officer for the duck-in-the-barrel bombardment squadron. Feeling myself somewhat unqualified to deal with war correspondence, my first official act was to examine the press releases of my opposite numbers in the neighboring squadrons. Sergeant Polacek, my chief of staff, so to speak, had examples on hand.
Here's one from the 69th, sir.
Captain Floyd Harris of Woods Neck, North Carolina, today returned from a saturation bombing raid over the Brenner Pass. The Nazi fighters were up in swarms, he reported, but they were unable to prevent us from planting our bombs squarely on our target.
Here's another one, sir, the 318 released yesterday.
Yeah. Lieutenant Texas Tommy Tyler of Post Hole, Arizona, today returned from a saturation bombing raid over the Po Valley. The flank was so thick, he reported, you could walk on it. But it did not deter us from planting our bombs squarely on our target. What are these, Sergeant? Form letters?
I guess that's the way headquarters wants them. So a while back, they got out a manual.
They what?
Yes, sir. It's classified, sir, so I keep locked in this drawer. Here you are, sir.
Suggestions for preparing press releases. Classified? Oh, listen to this. The following is an example of an acceptable press release. Blank, 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 a blank, blank. Today returned from a saturation bombing raid over blank. He reported the Nazi, or German, or Jerry, fighters were up in swarms. Or, the flak was so thick you could walk on it. However, it could not deter us from planting our bombs squarely on our target. Oh, brother.
It's been very helpful from time to time, sir.
So I've noticed. However, Sergeant, there comes a point when a man must unmask the mediocre, expose the platitude, and clobber the cliché, or sink forever in bondage, a slave to his intellectual inferiors.
Yes, sir.
And how better to accomplish this than ridicule? What better weapon to use against the forces of stultification and standardization than their own empty phrases?
Yes, sir. Hey, what was you before the war, Lieutenant and Professor?
No, Sergeant, I was an English major.
How come they broke you, Lieutenant, when you changed armies?
An English major at Branchwater College. That's in Indiana.
Oh.
Hey, Sergeant, you take shorthand?
Yes, sir.
Then take this release.
Ready, sir.
Lieutenant, Whitey... Hey, what's the name of that town we've been hitting over in Yugoslavia?
Dubrovnik?
Yeah, that's it, Dubrovnik. Lieutenant Whitey Dubrovnik, today returned... No, I better make that... Lieutenant Whitey Dubrovnik of the Duck and the Barrel Squadron, former All-American quarterback... Today returned from a powerful saturation bombing attack deep in Germany. He reported, while swarms of enemy fighter planes were so thick they obscured the sun, and the flak was as solid over the target as the Notre Dame line, the good old duck-in-the-barrel squadron slid off tackle, went wide for an end run, and scored a touchdown on the Hassenpfeffer-Gewehrchen Gesellschaft at Freitag on the umlaut. See what I mean, Sergeant?
Oh, but that's good, Lieutenant.
Send it.
Send it where?
Headquarters, public relations. Maybe it'll make somebody's face red.
Yeah, but there ain't no such place as Whitey Dubrovnik and no such place as Freitag and Umlaut.
Any fool knows that.
Lieutenant, remember, they still need platoon leaders in the infantry.
Send it.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was the beginning. And it should have been the end of Whitey Dubrovnik, only it wasn't. 2 days later, the good Sergeant Polishek entered my office with understandable consternation.
Hey, Lieutenant. Sir, look what just come from headquarters. I'm not classified yet.
What?
That phony piece you wrote about Whitey Dubrovnik. Oh, and here's the covering memo.
Ah. You will add the attached to your classified material entitled A Manual Containing Suggestions for Preparing Press Releases. A careful examination of the attached will suggest that metaphor and simile may be effectively employed to aid cliché in the preparation of future releases.
Gee, Lieutenant, you're famous.
Well, it's nice to know that the press officer at headquarters has a sense of humor. And he wasn't the only one. I had underestimated my colleagues in the other squadrons. In no time, everybody was laying claim to Whitey Dubrovnik. Hardly a day passed without a new Dubrovnik press release crossing my desk. Like this one, for instance. Captain Whitey Dubrovnik of the famed Flying Floozy Squadron, already decorated with the Victoria Cross, the Order of Lenin, and the Croix de Guerre by our grateful allies, was yesterday recommended for the Congressional Medal of Honor. One of the unit's press agents must have been a non-com because he demoted Whitey in his story. Sergeant Whitey Dubrovnik, steel nerve nose gunner of the Flying Fort Pegasus Pete yesterday. Now, as the creator and proprietor of Whitey Dubrovnik, I took a dim view of this piracy. Since the Articles of War make no provisions for plagiarism, my only course was to make my Whitey Dubrovnik the greatest hero known to military science. And this I set out to do. And one by one, the other PROs came to realize that their imagination was no match for mine. Why, it got so that nobody in the command started off the day's war without first asking,
what's the latest Dubrovnik?
Then one otherwise fine day, Colonel Barnes, the headquarters press officer, was rotated to the States. Now, I suppose in the haste of his departure, he forgot to mention our private little joke to his successor, Major Drull. At any rate, the next morning, my latest and greatest Dubrovnik was received by a man for whom it was never intended.
Why, it's amazing. What a story. Hello? Tarantula forward? This is Tarantula rear. Put me through the top hat by way of easy blue. Urgent. Yes, I'll hang on. Just what we need at a time like this. Just what the whole country needs. Hello? Allied Forces Headquarters? Put me through to Colonel Sherdlew in Public Relations. Urgent. Yeah. Ah, good morning, Colonel. This is Major Drull at Foggia. I trust you'll excuse me for phoning, Colonel, but I have a story here that won't wait for the regular channels. As a matter of fact, you may want to release it as a communique. Yes, sir. Yeah, very well. Here it is. Quote, Lieutenant Whitey Dubrovnik, fabulous hero of the Duck in the Barrel Squadron, today added another chapter to his almost legendary career. Returning from a powerful saturation bombing raid in which he had successfully laid all his eggs in the basket for which they were intended, Lieutenant Dubrovnik's plane was pounced on by a swarm of Messerschmitts in such numbers that they obscured the sun. Handling the big ship as though it were a P-38, Dubrovnik accepted battle. 10 Nazis and a possible 11th were sent down in flames before the Messerschmitts called it a day. With his tail assembly in ribbons, two engines shot away, and his co-pilot, bombardier, and tail gunner seriously wounded, Whitey Dubrovnik nursed his crippled bird back to its home nest. Characteristically, Lieutenant Dubrovnik minimized his part in the battle above the clouds. It's the team that counts, he stated simply. Unquote. Yeah. How's that for a story, Colonel? Oh, no, don't worry, sir. I'll keep on it. You haven't heard the last of Dubrovnik.
And neither had I. A couple of hours later, Sergeant Polishek came in wearing a long white face and carrying a telegram. Ordinarily, a face like that could only indicate the cancellation of a weekend pass or the receipt of a Dear John letter.
Read this, sir. It just came in on the teletype from AFHQ.
Yeah? Please advise Sunis Dubrovnik. College, hometown, biography, Burris... Intercontinental News Service. Somebody goofed.
Well, what are we going to do, sir?
Anybody else see this coming?
No, sir.
Both original and carbon here?
Yes, sir.
It never got here.
Yes, sir. Boy, it must be wonderful to have brains.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Duck in the Barrel Squadron, PRO, Sergeant Polachek speaking.
This is Major Drull at Foja. I want to speak to your public relations officer.
In regard to what, sir?
In regard to Dubrovnik.
I'm sorry, sir, but Lieutenant Jones ain't here right now. He's out on the field waiting for Dubrovnik to come in from a mission. Would you care to leave a message, sir?
Yes, I would. Tell him I want a full report on his failure to cooperate with Intercontinental News on the Dubrovnik story. Tell him Intercontinental is accusing the Pentagon of conspiracy to keep the American people ignorant of the true facts about the war. Tell him the responsibility lies squarely on his shoulders. Tell him to give Intercontinental's correspondent anything he asks for. And, tell him to make that report in quadruplicate.
I'll tell him when he comes in.
You heard it, sir?
Most of it. I picked up the extension when you mentioned Dubrovnik.
What are we going to do now?
Think.
Yes, sir. You think I'll worry.
Sergeant, this is no time for worrying. This calls for action, and action now.
Yes, sir.
We got to give that Intercontinental correspondent what he asked for.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, take this down.
Yes, sir.
To Burris, Intercontinental News Correspondent, Allied Forces Headquarters, Caserta. Reply your query, Dubrovnik. Duck in the Barrel Squadron's greatest ace requests no publicity regarding football career since he played under another name for personal reasons.
Brilliant, boss. A stroke of genius.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Oh, what about his hometown? Did he live there under another name for personal reasons?
Oh, no, Sergeant. Whitey Dubrovnik isn't that sort. He has a hometown, Sergeant. A small town. A remote town. Preferably accessible only by pack horse 6 weeks of the year when the summer thaw sets in. Think, Sergeant. Think. Where did Whitey Dubrovnik come from?
Well, with a name like that, maybe it could have been he was a coal miner.
With a name like Polachek, you ought to know.
Thank you, sir. It could have been maybe he comes from Pottawatomie, P.A.
Pottawat?
Tommy, sir. Pottawatomie, P.A.
How big is it?
300. 350 when the mine's running two shifts.
Is it far?
Nothing further. It's at the end of the line on SWBMP.
Translation?
Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and Pottawatomie Railroad hooks up with the Delaware and Lackawanna at Harrisburg.
Hey, how do you know all about this?
I come from Mock Chunk, P.A., sir.
Oh, well, that explains everything. Well, that ought to have done it. Only it didn't. Because as I learned much too late, although Pottawatomie, P.A. was indeed at the end of the line, its citizens still had contact with the outside world through the pages of the Kitten and Ninny Times Herald, a four-page weekly published in the town of Kitten and Ninny, which is, by an odd coincidence, the county seat of Kitten and Ninny County. It was also somewhat later that I discovered that the Whitey Dubrovnik story gave the editor of the Kitten and Ninny Times Herald an opportunity to use his boxcar headline type for the first time since Pennsylvania's favorite son, James Buchanan, was elected 15th President of the United States. Nor could I, at the moment, know what was occurring in the dining room of a small frame house in Pottawatomie.
Dubrovnik. Salka!
Yes, Papa?
You see the paper? All about this Whitey Dubrovnik?
I glanced at it.
He's a great hero. It's a great day for Pottawatomie, P.A.
Yes, Papa. Some more stuffed cabbage?
Oh, no more. By me, it gives heartburn.
You ate it too fast. You shouldn't eat and read the paper at the same time.
Yeah, I know. You remember him, Zarka?
Who, Papa?
Whitey Dubrovnik.
I don't think so.
Sure you do. Whitey. He used to carry your books home from school.
I think you're mistaken, Papa.
Mistaken? Me? Say me this. Didn't a boy named Whitey used to carry your books home from school, or didn't he?
Yes, in the seventh grade. But it seems to me Duquesne. Yes, Whitey Duquesne. He moved to Johnstown in the eighth grade.
No, Duquesne. Whitey Dubrovnik. He's very clear to me. His old man was Big Hunyak. Worked in Marigold Pit 4. We member same so-called show. Yeah, Dubrovnik.
Okay, Papa, okay, have it your way. Do you mind if I do the dishes later? There's an air raid drill tonight.
Air raid drill? What we need with air raid drills when we got heroes like Whitey Dubrovnik winning the war for us.
Yes, Papa. I won't be late. Don't forget to turn out the lights when you hear the siren.
Sure. That's America for you. One day, Whitey Dubrovnik carries my Salka's books home from school. Next day, he's country's biggest hero. Hello, operator. Get me the newspaper editor over in Kitten and Ninny. Yeah, of course, it's a war effort emergency.
Meanwhile, back at the war, Whitey Dubrovnik flew no missions. Sergeant Polachek and I grounded him with the flu, and we're making plans to rotate him back to the States as quickly as possible, when a phone call from headquarters snapped him back to active duty.
Major Drollis calling, Lieutenant.
Uh-oh, get on the extension.
Yes, sir.
Duck in the barrel, PRO, Lieutenant Jones speaking.
This is Major Drone.
Yes, sir.
Say, we got a VIP coming in from the States in the morning, Lieutenant.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want you to go up to Rome and meet the plane.
Yes, sir. Who is it?
The special correspondent for the Kitten and Nanny Times-Herald.
The what?
The newspaper from Lieutenant Dubrovnik's hometown. They're sending a correspondent over for an on-the-spot interview with him. This may well be one of the great stories of World War II, Lieutenant.
Oh, yes, sir.
If it's handled right, it might well win a Pulitzer Prize for the young lady.
Young lady?
And Lieutenant Dubrovnik's childhood sweetheart, grown up to be a special correspondent for the Kitten and Nanny Times-Herald. Well, don't you see the possibilities?
Oh, I'm afraid I do, sir.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Something just occurred to me. Yes, it's a great idea. Now, look, have Dubrovnik fly you up to Rome in his plane. Lay on the photographers. Get the happy reunion right there on the flight strip. What do you think of that, huh?
Oh, well, brilliant, sir. It would never have occurred to me, sir.
Well, it has now. Follow through, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Only...
Only what?
Whitey Dubrovnik is alerted for a sweep over the Brown House tomorrow.
Where is that?
Up where the Würzburger flows.
Oh... I thought he was on sick call.
Oh, he just made a remarkable recovery, sir. He's on the active list as of now.
Well, that's good news. It's very good news. Might make an interesting story on its own.
Yes, sir, it might at that.
Okay, Lieutenant, just be sure to meet that correspondent in the morning. This is top drawer stuff. It's your baby.
Yes, sir, it certainly is. Well, Sergeant?
Kitten and Ninito, that's the county Pottawatomie is in.
You and your bright ideas. Why couldn't you pick a place where there isn't a newspaper?
Well, that would be hard to do in Pennsylvania, sir. It's a very literate state. What are you going to do, sir?
Got any suggestions?
No, sir.
Well, that's progress.
Yes, sir.
There's only one way out. Take a release, Sergeant. To all correspondents. A pall of gloom fell today over the hangars and runways of the Duck and the Barrel Squadron as 13 planes returned from a saturation bombing raid in which neither flak nor fierce Nazi fighter resistance deterred the bombardiers from delivering their bombs squarely on target. 14 planes went out, 13 returned. Whitey Dubrovnik was missing.
Gee, that's magnificent, Lieutenant. Only, you got him only missing.
Huh?
You know, it'd be just like him to show up again walking home through the lines or something.
Oh, you have a point there. We'll add a paragraph. Lieutenant Dusty Rhodes, who flew wing with the great Dubrovnik, reported, "We had just dropped our eggs on the marshaling yards at Brauhaus when Whitey's ship took a direct burst of flak which blew off half of his right wing. As he dropped out of formation like a wounded eagle, the Messerschmitts bore in on him. Whitey didn't try to evade them. He knew his number was up, and he headed his dying ship directly into the formation, ramming two of his tormentors and setting them afire. Locked in a flaming mortal embrace, the three ships spiraled earthward, trailing a funereal plume of hot black smoke. They got Whitey at last, but he took two of them along with him. Awe, atque, wale, Whitey Dubrovnik. You are a great flyer and a great human being. We shall not see the likes of you again."
Is that all?
It's not enough.
Lieutenant, I'm proud to serve under you.
Thank you, Sergeant. Now let the lady correspondent come. One thing was for sure. This childhood sweetheart was as phony as a Mussolini lira. But then who was I to throw the first stone? The next thing that was for sure, she was awful pretty. Sort of a girl. So I broke the news of Whitey's last stand to her as gently as I could. And then I suggested that we hold a wake over lunch at the Hotel Hostler in Rome. Too bad you made the trip for nothing.
Yes.
But then, Dubrovnik was nothing.
Was he?
You ought to know. You were his childhood sweetheart.
Now, look here, Lieutenant. I didn't want to come on this trip. They made me. Papa started it. He was so positive that a kid named Whitey Dubrovnik used to carry my books home from school, and... And then when the neighbors and the people of Pottawatomie heard about it, they started remembering, too. And well, soon everybody was telling everybody else's stories about Whitey Dubrovnik.
Yeah, I understand how that can happen.
But do you understand that nothing like this ever happened before in Pottawatomie? this Whitey Dubrovnik put our town on the map. I'm almost glad he's dead.
Why?
Because, Lieutenant... Well, I've got a confession to make. Something I could never tell the people back home, but... Something I've got to tell somebody.
Yes?
I never knew anybody named Whitey Dubrovnik.
And I've got a confession to make to you, Salka. Neither did I. Well, what was the use of confessing to the good citizens of Pottawatomi? They were happy. They're happy today. Listen to them.
Marble statue of our beloved hero and fellow citizen, Whitey Dubrovnik, it is also my privileged duty and honor to proclaim that from now on, Pottawatomi is no longer our town. Henceforward and forever will be known as Dubrovnik, PA.
Seems fair enough. When you consider the way our boys plastered Dubrovnik, Yugoslavia. Had enough, Mrs. Jones?
Just about, Mr. Jones. Only I think we really ought to stay till the end.
Why?
Because somehow, I think Whitey would have wanted us to.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. The Pride of Pottawatomi, PA, was especially written for Romance by William N. Robeson and was based on an actual incident reported to us by CBS newsman William Keneally. Any similarity in today's story to characters living or dead is purely coincidental. Bob Bailey was heard as Lieutenant Jones, with Jack Crucian as Sergeant Polachek and John Daner as Major Drull. Others in the cast were Virginia Christine and Herb Butterfield. Music is supervised by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Every Sunday, CBS Radio presents On a Sunday Afternoon, broadcast by most of these same stations soon after the Philharmonic Symphony. Your host, Del Sharbat, brings you music from Bach to Count Basie. You'll also get your own local weather and traffic reports at frequent intervals, plus the latest sports and world news. Listen to On a Sunday Afternoon this Sunday. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations. And...